Hello, and thank you for your interest in attending the upcoming Incarnational Method workshop offered by Street Psalms. To help you prepare for this workshop, we thought it would be helpful to situate it in the broader suite of resources Street Psalms is offering and say a bit about the focus of this workshop. As you know, the Street Psalms Seminary hosts the Incarnational Leadership Program. There are 5 workshops that make up the core track of this program. Each workshop is connected to one of the 5 chapters in the book, See, Do, Be Free, written by the Street Psalms community. These core workshops are designed to help cultivate leaders with ways of seeing, doing, and being that free them to love and serve in the shape of what we call a community in mission. In our first workshop, we featured the practical ecclesiology that Jesus modeled for his disciples and missioned into being. Jesus referred to this gathering as the ecclesia, or church, which is a sign of God's love at work in the world. It is an unusual gathering of people that exists for those who are not members of it. We referred to this as a community in mission. In the second workshop, we explored the incarnational hermeneutic, which is the art of interpretation modeled by Jesus. We looked at how Jesus interprets reality from below, through the eyes of the forgiving victim, and its impact on the interpretive task of a community in mission. In this workshop, we focus on the incarnational method of formation modeled by Jesus and its impact on the formational task of a community in mission. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus is referred to as Rabbi. It is a term of great respect. As far as we know, Jesus had no formal training, and yet he taught as one who had authority. He was clearly a master teacher, preacher, and storyteller. But Jesus's most effective rabbinical gift was his commitment to walking with those he loved, apprenticing them, and helping make sense of things along the way. It is a relational method of formation known as induction, which is the main theme of the workshop. To make sense of this inductive approach, we contrast 2 different models of formation: the rational model, and the relational model. The rational model of formation assumes that humans are primarily rational creatures who think their way through life. What's important about this model is that we get our thinking right and then apply it to life. This top-down approach to formation was made popular by the Enlightenment. Its main ambassador was René Descartes, from whom we get the phrase, "I think, therefore I am." This highly individualistic and conceptual approach to becoming human has dominated the educational system for the last 300 years. It has also driven much of religious formation, causing us to focus primarily on getting our beliefs, creeds, and doctrines right in a highly individualistic way. In this model, right thinking becomes the touchstone of an authentic faith. The relational model of formation takes a different tack. It assumes that humans are primarily relational creatures who become human through a highly social process. This model insists that humans don't think our way through life as much as we relate our way through life. This relational process gets worked out in community, over time, and in context. This was Jesus's preferred method of formation. In the rational model, God's favor and deep belonging is the reward for having gotten our thinking right. In the relational model, God's favor and deep belonging is a gift that makes the faith journey possible. In the rational model, faith is primarily the work of the individual. In the relational model, faith is primarily the work of the community that calls us into being. In this workshop, we make the case that Jesus favors the latter. Jesus accepts the responsibility of inducting the disciples into their faith. When seen this way, the gospel is not primarily about our belief in Jesus. It is about Jesus's belief in us. Jesus takes responsibility to create the conditions for the disciples to undergo their faith journey. Jesus accompanies them in an intensive 3-year apprenticeship. He then gives them his spirit to continue the long, slow process of becoming human. This is how Jesus inducts us into our humanity. Throughout the workshop, we try to tease out the implications of this for a community in mission. Related to this is an equally challenging reality. It has to do with the mimetic nature of humans and its impact on the formational process. Mimetic anthropology claims that desire is the fundamental driver of human behavior and social interaction. Humans don't have their own desires per se. We borrow our desires from others. Our highly evolved capacity to imitate desire is core to how we learn and grow and become who we are. If this is true, then paying attention to desire is critical to the formational task. It is noteworthy that Jesus' first question in the Gospel of John is one of desire. He asks, "What do you want?" It is a question of desire. For the next 3 years, Jesus engages his disciples in an intensive process of sorting out what they want. Gayatri Spivak describes transformative formation as the non-coercive rearranging of desire. This beautifully describes the essence of Jesus' incarnational method of formation. Of course, Jesus had never heard the word mimetics, nor had he studied mimetic anthropology, but he understood the human condition and remained faithful to it. He was committed to engaging humans humanly. Jesus remained singularly focused on inducting his disciples into their humanity so that they could come face to face with God, who is the mystery of Word made flesh. Herein lies the counterintuitive invitation of the incarnation. The deeper into our humanity we go, the closer we come to the threshold of the divine. The incarnation is not an escape from our humanity. It is an induction into our humanity by the one who is fully human. The whole point of incarnational formation is not to make us more Christian. It is to make us more human. In the words of Saint Irenaeus, the glory of God is humanity fully alive. The curriculum for this is not found in some award-winning degree program. Life itself supplies its own curriculum. As Paula Darcy said, God comes to us in the shape of our own lives, and together, led by the Spirit, we make the road by walking. And this brings us to the main question of the workshop. How does Jesus' incarnational method of formation impact not only our own formational journey, but our approach to the formation of the communities we serve?